No, absolutely not. We were alerted by the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, and that was how we realized that we were on a tsunami alert. And you know how it is that within the next 30 minutes, it's like a whirlwind. We're trying to get to update people, activate our communication tree, and just to make sure that everybody's safe.
And do you think that everything went to plan during this emergency? Obviously, luckily, there was really no tsunami threat in the end, but I guess a good practice for you to enact those plans and evacuation.
I think so. And I was actually quite impressed with how the members of the public reacted to it, because traditionally people would have been asking questions instead of taking action. But this time around, despite the fact that we didn't hear any update from the National Disaster Management Office, maybe because they were still trying to pull together an informed situation analysis, people, I think, began moving based on what they were probably picking up from the social media and through emails. And then within the last 30 minutes, like I said, there was a sudden influx of people moving up the hill, because our office is actually located on a hill, and people have to actually drive up the hill from city center. So there was a queue of vehicles outside the office, which to me showed that, you know, people were actually responding to a possible threat, which is a very positive thing.
You said there, though, that the NDMO, the Disaster Management Office, didn't actually or took some time before it officially made any statements. If there had been a tsunami, it sounds like it would have been too late before they actually said anything.
It's possible that I think they were still trying to pull sufficient information in order for them to be able to make a decision as to whether they should declare a warning for Fiji. But just like I said, I think the power of social media really, I think, outplayed that today, because people obviously received some kind of update and information, and they responded to it. And maybe moving forward, I think, yep, I think you've raised a really important point that, you know, whatever happens, it'll be great if, you know, things are announced in a more timely manner, so people are able to make informed choices based on a national response.
It's really interesting that you've mentioned several times now the role that social media has played today. Now, that's obviously in an urban area like Suva, but what about in some of the more rural areas along the coast that also could have been at threat? Do you think they would have received the same sort of information?
About 15, 20 minutes ago, we heard on national radio that they were announcing that there was a tsunami alert. So people would have received some kind of an update through the radio, and also just the wide use of mobile phones across this country. I mean, I think each and every village will have people who are carrying mobile phones with them and who are hooked into, you know, social media channels like Facebook. So either way, people would have picked it up. But I think, again, I think there's an important learning from this experience, is just to make sure that, you know, people are actually getting the information that they need as timely and as widely as possible, so they are able to take precautionary measures.